الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, in our previous class, we had discussed some narrations from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarifying the situation that we live in today, and that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he mentioned in those narrations is true. And it's something that we witness and that we see, something that we are experiencing in our own lives, and it's in front of our faces over 1400 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadiq Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-sadiq al-masduq. Indeed, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned the truth, and he is the one who has come with the truth, and he is truthful and aided by the truth, and he aided with revelation. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have seen that there will befall the ummah great calamities and trials, many different types of fitan. And the believers, they will be tried and tested in their religion and in their deen. And whenever the hearts, they fall weak and the faith becomes deficient, and they show preference to this life over the hereafter and turn away from the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will send upon them a humiliation. Sallatallahu alaykum dhulla. That Allah, he will send upon you at this time a humiliation. Whenever the believers, they begin to show preference to this worldly life, and they become engulfed in striving for this worldly life to the extent that they love the dunya so much that they will take from this worldly life, whether it's allowed or whether it's impermissible, they will take from that whatever they can get their hands on from that, they will enjoy that, and they are partaking that, even if they have to use trickery and deception to go around the legislation. And at this time, this is from the means that Allah, he will send that disgrace. Sallatallahu alaykum dhulla, la yanzi'uhu ankum hatta tarji'u ila dinikum. And he will not remove it from you until you return back to your religion. So we have seen a number of these affairs in the previous class, and the solution is very clear. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he has clarified likewise the solution, as well as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until you return back to your religion, meaning the true religion, the religion that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the clear way, the clear path, the path that the companions, they were upon, radiyallahu anhum, and the understanding that they had of that which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, this is the clear truth. Indeed, this is the clear truth. وَمَاذَا بَعْدِ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. And there is nothing after the truth except for misguidance. So all of the other ways, all of the other paths, all of the other methodologies, all of those other sects that claim an ascription to al-Islam, yet they are contrary in their creed and their belief and their methodology and their manners and conduct, or they're contrary in their manners of worship and understanding their religion, and understanding the text contrary to that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions were upon, then it is falsehood. It is falsehood. It is from those deviant sects that lead away from the straight path into the hellfire. This is something that should be known. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has clarified in his book the means to have the aid and the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified in the authentic sunnah, likewise the means and the manner and the way to obtain the aid and the help and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned in his book calling on the believers, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tansuru allaha yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. O you who believe, meaning O you who believe in Allah and His oneness, and that there's none worthy of worship except for Him. O you who believe in Allah and the accountability and the standing before Allah. O you who believe in the Jannah and the Nar. O you who believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He is the final messenger and seal of all prophets sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe, in tansur Allah yansurkum. If you aid Allah, then Allah, He will aid you. If you aid Allah, then Allah, He will aid you. وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. And He will make your feet firm. And He will make your feet firm. This is a conditional sentence, meaning there's a condition here. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you aid and you help Allah, then Allah, He will help you and He will aid you. Then Allah, He will help you and He will aid you. If you give victory to the deen of Allah, then Allah, He will give victory to you. If you aid Allah, meaning if you aid the deen of Allah, meaning if you establish the religion of Allah truthfully and sincerely and properly in the manner prescribed, in the manner pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, inwardly and outwardly, and you strive against your own souls to establish this, and yourselves, and in your families, and in your homes, and in your markets, and your masajid, at this time, in this manner, yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. Allah, He will help you, He will grant you victory, and He will make your feet firm. He will make your feet firm. We all know likewise the narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, connected by Tirmidhi. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam admonished him and advised him, whenever he's just a young boy before the age of puberty, احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاءك. Protect Allah and Allah will protect you. Protect Allah and Allah will protect you. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the protector. يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ. He alone is the one who grants protection and no one can protect against Him. What is intended? That you protect the deen of Allah, that you maintain and establish the religion of Allah, and you preserve the tawheed of Allah rightfully, first and foremost. And the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, likewise, after that, by establishing those commandments and performing the obligations in the manner prescribed and avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loving to meet Him. And those who love Allah Azza wa Jal and the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah, He loves to meet them. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever loves the meeting of Allah, then Allah, He loves to meet him. And whoever dislikes the meeting of Allah, then Allah, He dislikes to meet him. So a believer, he must work for the hereafter. We're not created for this life. This life does not last for anyone. And this life does not last in the first place. So we're all going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's only from foolishness and from misguidance and from great deviation that a person, he will show preference to this life over the hereafter. Show preference to this life over the hereafter after he already believes in Allah in the last day. And he believes in the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for this manner, this humiliation will befall those who turn away from this lofty and noble goal. And they fall victim to their souls until the extent that they show preference to this life over the hereafter. So the means again is to return back to the religion and to learn it properly and to apply it. احفظ الله يحفظك. You maintain the limits of Allah Azza wa Jalla properly, then Allah, He will protect you. Then Allah, He will aid you. Then Allah, He will direct you. Then Allah, He will grant you victory. This is the manner. This is the means. There's no might. There's no power. There's no honor. There's no nobility for the Muslim Ummah except by returning back to the deen of Allah. Except by returning back to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except by returning back to the understanding of a salaf as-salih, inwardly and outwardly, and striving upon this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. That whoever wants to have might, whoever hopes or wants to have al-izzah, he wants to have might, he wants to have honor, he wants to have dignity, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Then indeed, with Allah is all might and honor and dignity. All of the izzah, all of the might, all of the power, all of the respect and honor, it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned in his commentary on this verse, يَا مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ أُطْلُوبْهَا مِمَّنْ هِيَ بِيَدِهِ. O you who are hoping to have might and honor and nobility, you hope to have izzah, might, strength, power, nobility, dignity. You want to be respected. You want to have izzah. أُطْلُوبْهَا مِمَّنْ هِيَ بِيَدِهِ. Then you must seek it from the one whom it is in his hands. You must seek it from the one whom it is in his hands. Meaning seeking it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. Because the might, the honor, the dignity, the izzah, this is in the hands of Allah. So the one who wants to have might and honor, he wants to be respected, he wants to have authority, he wants to have command, he wants to be established in this life, then he must seek that from the one who has authority and command over that. And that izzah and that might and that honor is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. He mentioned, رَحِمَهَ وَلَا تُنَالُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. وَلَا تُنَالُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. And that might, that honor, that status, that rank, that respect is not obtained from Allah Azza wa Jal except by obeying Him. Except by obeying Him. Disobedience is the means of humiliation. Disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal is the means for humiliation and degradation. The one who turns away from the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's only belittling his own soul. He's only belittling his own soul and putting himself in humiliation. وَكُتِبَ الصِّغَارُ عَلَى مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِي. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that humiliation has been written for the one who opposes my command. Humiliation has been written for the one, and he decreed for the one who opposes my command. So those who oppose the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هُمَ الْأَذَلِّينَ. They are the despicable, they are the lowly, they are the ones who have no honor and no respect. And the might is for Allah azza wa jal alone. And the might and the honor is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal alone. So therefore, if we want to have might, if we want to have honor, if we want to have respect, if we want to have victory, we must seek it from Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is by obeying Him. And that is by obeying Him. And His obedience, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not established upon desires. It's not established upon desires and whims and what people like and what people prefer. Rather, it's established upon revelation. It's established upon the clear legislation. It's established upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon and his companions, radiyallahu anhum. Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked about sabab al-dhul wal-hawan alladhi asaba al-ummah al-islamiyyah. Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked about the reason for the humiliation and this degradation that has befallen the Islamic ummah. And he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Al-khalal wadihun ya akhi. Al-khalal wadihun ya akhi. The deficiency, the deficiency, the weakness is clear, O my brother. It's clear, O my brother. Ayatun wahida. Ayatun wahida. We listen to the response of this great noble scholar, rahimahullah ta'ala. What is the reason for the degradation? What is the reason for the humiliation, O Shaykh? Shaykh al-Albani, he says, the reason is clear. The deficiency and the weakness is clear, O my brother. Ayatun wahida. One verse. He says, Ayatun wahida, إذا ذكرناها هو الجواب. One verse, if we mention it, it's the response. One verse, not a long, clarified, detailed exposition and treatise. One verse clarifies the reason. He says, رحمه ta'ala, إن تنصر الله ينصركم. If you aid Allah Azza wa Jal, He will aid you. فَهَلْ الْمُسْلِمُونَ نَصُرُ اللَّهِ. Then he says, so have the Muslims aided Allah? Meaning, are the Muslims striving to establish the deen of Allah collectively all through the lands? Are the Muslims striving to establish the deen of Allah collectively in their homes and their houses and their jobs and their life properly and correctly? So the one who's asking the question, he says, طَبَعًا لَا. Of course, the answer is no. No, they're not all striving to establish the deen of Allah and their life's property. The Shaykh, he says, إذن الجواب الله لا ينصرهم. إذن الجواب الله لا ينصرهم. Then the response is, then Allah, He will not help them. Then Allah, He will not help them. This is the understanding of the people of knowledge. This is the proper understanding. This is the correct understanding. The reason why we face this humiliation in this manner, in this collective manner, it's not happening only in one area or in one land. Rather, the nation's called Tada'a. Alayna, they're all calling against us. This one is taking this portion, and this one is taking that portion. This one is in charge of this land, and this one is in charge of this land, and this one has authority over this one. Even some of them are fighting each other politically to have a portion, and a better share of the lands of the Muslims, waliyadu billah, and a better authority of the lands of the Muslim, and they're plotting against the Muslims in this manner. That's very clear. Why is this degradation happening? Why is this humiliation happening? Because we're not aiding Allah Azza wa Jalla. We're not establishing the deen of Allah in our life. We're not striving to establish the limits of Allah Azza wa Jalla in our lives in a manner that's correct, in a manner that's proper. We're not being truthful in our shahada. We are not being truthful in our shahada. Many of us, because of this, they have become so deficient, they do not know the meaning of the shahada. Some of us, they say the shahada time after time daily, but their actions contradict the shahada from its very base. Others, the shahada is very deficient and very weak, showing great preference to this worldly life. So the means, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, حَتَّى تَرْجِعُ لَدِينِكُمْ, until you return back to your deen. So if we return back to our deen, meaning we show concern for the religion of Allah, we show concern for the tawheed of Allah, we have great care and love for the proper aqidah. We want to know the truth and the proper creed and the proper belief. We want to learn that which is revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This desire starts to burn in our hearts, and we have the yearning to learn the truth and to follow it, believing in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he's the seal of all messengers, and that the Quran is the final revelation, and it's the guidance. It's the final guidance that leads to the pleasure of Allah, and to work upon that creed and that belief. At this time, Allah, He will aid us. At this time, Allah, He will help us and He will grant us victory. And He will grant us victory. Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked likewise, and sababi al-dhulli wa tafarruq, and if it's happening in the ummah, the reason for the humiliation and the dissension and that's happening and the division that's happening to the Muslims. And he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, la a'lamu sababan li hadhihi dhilla wa hadha tafarruq illa 'adam istiqamatihim 'ala dinillah. I know no reason. Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, Shaykh al-Islam hadh al-'asr, this is what we have heard our teachers mentioning him by, this Shaykh al-Islam of these days, Shaykh Abdulaziz Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, I know no reason for the cause of this humiliation and for this division, except that the Muslims are not being steadfast upon the deen of Allah. وَعَدَمَ تَحْقِيقِهِمْ لِشَرِيَةِ اللَّهِ, and they are not actualizing and fulfilling the rights of the legislation of Allah. They're not actualizing the legislation of Allah and fulfilling the rights of the legislation properly. وَعَدَمَ اِعْتِصَامِهِمْ بِحَبْرِ اللَّهِ, and they are not holding fast altogether to the rope of Allah. They're not holding fast altogether to the deen of Allah. Rather, many of the Muslims, some of them are holding on to the rope of Allah, and some are in one hand, and the other hand, they're holding on to their customs. They're holding on to their cultures. They're holding on to the ways of their people and their forefathers, which is clearly in contradiction to the Quran, clearly in contradiction to the Sunnah, clearly in contradiction to that which the Salaf were upon. And they prefer that, and they will not let go of that. And because of this, they're causing dissension. Others, they're holding on to their whims and they're holding on to desires. They're holding on to Islam. They're Muslims, so they have a claim to the rope of Allah Azza wa Jal, and their grasp is weak. And they're holding on strong to desires and to whims or to doubts and misconceptions. And this is causing dissension in the ranks and causing weakness and for humiliation to befall us. Shaykh Ibn Baz, he continues, he mentions, rahimahullah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَعَدَ عِبَادُهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِينَ بِالنَّسْرِ وَالتَّأْيِيدِ. Because indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has promised His believing slaves, those who are steadfast upon His religion, that He will aid them and He will support them. He will aid them and He will support them. We pay attention to this. This is because of creed and belief. This is because of creed and belief in that which Allah has revealed in His Quran and that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned. I don't know any reason why the Muslims, they would be in such humiliation. I don't know any reason why the Muslims would be in such division and segregation and at each other's throats and the likes like this, having so many problems, except they're not holding fast to the religion of Allah. They're not fulfilling the rights of the legislation of Allah. They're not establishing it properly in their life. Because indeed Allah, He promised to help the believers, those who are steadfast and upright upon His religion. Those who are steadfast and upright upon His religion. And then he says, قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَآمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. He mentioned, because Allah, He promised in His book to aid those believing servants, those who are steadfast and upright. And He mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَلِيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ, that indeed Allah is going to aid those who aid Him. وَلِيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ, this has great emphasis, that indeed, without doubt, Allah is going to aid and help, grant victory to those who aid Him. Meaning those who establish their religion. It's a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahu la yukhlifu al-mi'ad. Allah, He does not go back on His promise. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, since He has promised that He will aid those who aid His religion, the only reason why we see now we're in this degradation is because we're not aiding His religion. Because had we aided His religion, we would not face this. Because Allah, He promised. Because Allah, He promised that He will aid those who aid His religion. He will aid those who aid His religion. وَلِيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. Indeed, Allah, He's going to aid those who aid Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Because indeed Allah, He is powerful and mighty. He is powerful and mighty. Allah, He is the most strong and most powerful, and He is the Almighty. No one can overcome Him. No one can overcome Him or escape His decree. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is by the decree of Allah that we're facing what we're facing. And it is only by the legislation of Allah that we'll be able to raise what we're facing. What we're facing. If you aid Allah, Allah will aid you. Allah, He promised to help those people. In the very next verse, Allah Azza wa Jal, He clarifies the attributes of those whom Allah, He will aid. And whenever they aid Allah. الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور. They are those, indeed those whom Allah indeed is going to help them, that Allah indeed is going to aid them, that Allah surely will grant them victory. There are those that whenever they have authority in the land, they establish the prayer and they pay the zakat and they order the good and they prohibit the evil. This is from their traits, from their main traits, that whenever Allah, He grants them authority, whenever they have authority and whenever they have safety and security in the land, and they're able to establish their self, the first thing that they do is they establish their deen. Because they understand, رَصُ الْأَمْرِ al-Islam, the head of the affairs al-Islam, إِن مَكَنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. This is the greatest right of Allah Azza wa Jal after the Tawheed. From the actions of al-Islam, the greatest action is the establishment of as-salah, and they pay the zakah. Many of the believers, they don't know how to establish the zakah. They don't know how to establish the prayer. Many of them do not even have a care or concern to learn how to pray the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed. Many of them, you show them the hadith clearly that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed in this manner, and he'll prefer the customs of his forefathers before he follows the hadith. Many of them, you show them directly in Bukhari and Muslim, the four places where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hand in the salat, and they will not raise their hands in salat, showing preference to the way of their madhab, and the way of their sheikh, or the way of their forefathers, or the way of their country. And if they show preference to that, they do not care. It's not about establishing the deen of Allah truthfully. There's deficiency in this manner. Some of the people, they don't even pray, وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ, or they delay the prayer, or their prayer is very deficient and very weak, or they don't establish the prayer in the masajid. And we find that if there is a protest, many people, they come out, the streets will be packed and they'll be full. And at the same time, in the masjid, in the fajr, or the dhuhr, or the asr, or the maghrib, or the isha, there's only a few lines, if any. But if there is an opportunity to go for a revolution, or to go for some protest in the street, and to gather together, and to mix and to mingle, they'll all hasten and race, and one of them will compete with the other to let his voice be heard. But he can't even establish the prayer in the houses of Allah. He can't even establish the prayer in the houses of Allah. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ, and they give the zakat. Many people, they do not pay the zakat. They're wealthy, they have money. They've been having money, stacking money every year, and haven't paid one time, not a penny. Some of the people, they don't even know what zakat is. Some people, they think zakat, you have to pay zakat. Oh, the zakat al-fitr. I pay zakat every year. Well, you pay zakat every year, what do you mean? And he's rich, he has cars and trucks and the likes like this. These are things that we're facing in this ummah because of ignorance and lack of concern and care for their religion. People don't learn these obligations. These are the fara'id al-deen. This is the obligation, the great sacred rights of al-Islam. If we establish this deen in our life, Allah, He will aid us. Allah, He will grant us protection and security. He will grant us authority in the land. And He will raise our ranks and honor us. In al izzata lillahi jami'a. It's only obtained in this manner. By having certainty in the promise of Allah, and having certainty in the legislation of Allah, and that the means to reach the pleasure of Allah is in the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the true deen is the deen that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that which the companions were upon, radiyallahu anhum, at the head of them Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali, radiyallahu anhum, to have certainty about this affair, and then to work first, to learn that way, and then to apply that way, and to raise one's family upon that way, striving in this manner. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, after some time, the benefit will be seen, the fruits, they will be seen. Maybe not in this generation, maybe not in the next generation, the fruits, they will come. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will raise the humiliation, and He will grant us victory and honor again. But people, they're not patient. They let their whims and their desires and their emotions overcome them, and they take knowledge from the wrong sources, and they increase the fuel and the fire and the humiliation upon humiliation and humiliation upon humiliation. After this, likewise, Shaykh Ibn Baz, he mentioned another verse. وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O you who believe, if you aid Allah, then Allah will aid you and He'll make your feet firm. And this is something known, that people of knowledge, they're well aware of these verses and what they indicate and mean and what they require and necessitate and what happens whenever they're violated and not applied properly. And what it means until you return back to your deen. And until you return back to establishing the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, beginning with the great sacred rights of Islam, the shahadatain, and the iqamah, and establishing the prayer, and establishing the zakat, and establishing the fast of Ramadan, establishing the hajj, establishing the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and establishing the sacred rights of Islam and the obligations. There are great obligations of Islam, being righteous and kind to the parents, and likewise to the neighbors, and also being honest and truthful in dealings, and not cheating and lying, and sufficing with the halal, and not being bold to delve into the haram. But many of us were bold delving into the haram, like the people of Nar, as they mentioned, some of them, al-halal ma halla fi jaybihi, wal-haram ma la tasilu ilayhi yadu, that the halal is whatever he can get in his hand, whatever he can get in his pocket, this is what's halal for him. And what is haram is anything he cannot get his hand on. If he can't get his hand on, it's haram. Even if it's not necessarily in his creed, it's as if he believes this. And this is his methodology in life. Whatever he can get his hands on in any manner, this is halal for him. And he just takes the wealth without any limits, or without any restrictions. And whatever he can get his hands on, this is what he has been forbidden from and prohibited. وَلِيَبَ بِاللَّهِ. So know that a believer, in order to believe, he must believe in the halal and the haram. And to disbelieve in that is disbelief. What is intended from this statement is that many people, they act like this. They act like this. He knows it's haram. Many of them, they know riba is haram, rather from the major sins, but they partake in that anyways. They know selling alcohol is haram. They know transporting these items, some of them, they're haram, but they do it anyways, showing preference to the worldly life. Showing preference to the worldly life. This is the reason for the disgrace and the humiliation. Showing preference to the worldly life. حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. Shaykh Ibn Baz, after this, rahimahullah, he mentioned another narration. He says, وقال سبحانه. And Allah the Most High, he says, and this verse here is from the most beautiful verses and the most clear verses with regards to this affair. Likewise, shedding much light by the permission of Allah. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says that Allah has promised. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات, that Allah, He has promised those who will believe from amongst you and work righteous deeds, that He's going to grant them authority in the land. ليستخلفنهم في الأرض, again, emphasized promise. ليستخلفنهم في الأرض, He's going to indeed grant them الخلافة, meaning authority. He's going to grant them leadership in the earth. كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم, just as He granted leadership and authority to those before them. It is Allah Azza wa Jal, يُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is Allah, He has the rububiyyah, He has the lordship, He is the Lord, He is the King, He is the one who has authority and control. He gives authority to whom He wills, and He strips it and takes it and forbids it from whom He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is promising those who believe and work righteous deeds from the believers that Allah is going to grant them authority in the land, just as He granted those before them authority. وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ, and He's going to establish for them their religion. الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ, that which He's pleased with. The religion that He's pleased with. Allah is promising this. Allah is promising this to those who believe and work righteous deeds. He's going to grant them authority, and He's going to likewise make their religion firm and establish it for them in the land. The religion that He's pleased with. What is the religion that Allah is pleased with? Al-Islam, the Islam that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Islam that was on the day whenever the verse was revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, on this day I have completed your religion for you, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have perfected my favor upon you, wa radhitu lakum al-Islam deena, I'm pleased for you with Islam as your deen and way of life. So that deen that Allah is pleased with on that day, this is the one that we must return to. And those who believe and work righteous deeds, it's a promise from Allah Azza wa Jalla that He will grant them authority in the land, and He will likewise establish for them that deen that He's pleased with. That deen that He's pleased with. وَلْيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا, and He's going to put in exchange for them after fear. He's going to exchange for them safety and security after being in fear. After being in fear. All of these are from the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah is going to grant those who believe and work righteous deeds authority, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's going to establish His deen, the deen that He's pleased with for them in the land likewise. And also He's going to exchange after being in a state of fear, He's going to replace that with safety and security. But there's a condition. Allah, He says, يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. Worshipping me alone, yani given that they worship me alone and they do not associate any partners with me whatsoever. And all of these promises here, they're based upon fulfilling this right. The right of Allah Azza wa Jal. حَقُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعَبِيدِ. The right of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the slave. يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. Worshipping me alone, not associating any partners with me whatsoever. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And whoever disbelieves after this, then indeed it is they whom are the rebellious and the wicked. It is they whom are the rebellious and the wicked. Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned many benefits. He mentioned many benefits with regard to this verse. First, he mentioned rahimahullah to ponder and to reflect over the time of this revelation. Whenever this was revealed, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions, many of them, they were few, and they're going through great hardship and trials, and their enemies are advancing upon them, and they're being kicked out of their lands. Some of them are in Mecca, they're tortured, and even lost their lives for their religion. Until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has to leave and make hijrah, which is well known. But Allah is promising them this affair. And he, although they were weak and they were in a state of fear, that if they establish their religion, those who believe and work righteous deeds, this is the promise that they will get. And this is what happened for them. And they established that. They believed. And they worked those righteous deeds. And they established the deen of Allah. Nasrullah fanasarahum. They aided Allah and Allah aided them. And this is something that we can see. They aided Allah, they believed in Allah, they followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they preferred his way over the way of all of their forefathers, whether they preferred him over their own souls, over their own life, and they strove in that path to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they strove in that path to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah granted them victory over their enemies, and granted them the land, and granted them great conquest, and great wealth, and great authority, and great honor, and great dignity. And it wasn't until the believers, they began to turn away and show preference to the worldly life, that honor and that nobility began to slowly slip away. Began to slowly slip away. So this is the promise. And we've seen how it happened for the believers before us. We've seen how it happened for the noble companions and the tabi'in and the tabi'in and these generations specifically. The conquests that were made and the victories that were granted to those believers are of the most amazing affairs. Conquering vast armies and whole continents conquered. And the rule of Allah is established, and the Shahada is established, and the Adhan is established, and the Masajid are built, and people are entering into Islam left and right, until now those lands, until this day, they're still Muslim lands. And the languages in those lands is the language of the Quran and the Sunnah. It's the language of the Quran and the Sunnah from the great efforts that they had, and the virtue that Allah blessed them with, and aided, and the support that Allah gave them. After this, As-Sa'di, he mentioned any of this meaning here, I summarize. Then he says, rahimahullah, وَلَا يَزَالُ الْأَمْرُ إِلَى قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ. And this affair like this will remain until the day of resurrection. This promise here, this opportunity here, it will remain until the day of resurrection. مَهْمَا قَامُوا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ فَلَا بُدَّ أَنْ يُوجَدَ مَا وَعَدَهُمُ اللَّهِ. So long as they establish the faith and the righteous deeds. So long as they establish the faith and the righteous deeds, they must be found. That which Allah promised must occur. And because Allah, He does not go back in His promise. So long as the believers, they're establishing their faith and working their righteous deeds, then this promise will be fulfilled. They will be granted authority. They will be granted victory. They will be granted honor. They will be granted success. And he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَإِنَّمَا يُسَلِّطُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْكُفَّارُ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَيُدْلِيلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَحْيَانِ بِسَبَبِ إِخْلَالِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. وَإِنَّمَا يُسَلِّطُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْكُفَّارُ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He only grants authority over them to the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Granting authority over them to the disbelievers and the hypocrites. وَيُدْلِيلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَحْيَانِ. And He grants them authority over them. And some of the times, and not all of the time, and some of the times, He grants them authority over them. بِسَبَبِ إِخْلَالِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمِلِ الصَّالِحِ. Because of the deficiency of the Muslims and establishing the faith and the righteous deeds. And establishing the faith and the righteous deeds. All honor and all might, all goodness, all power and all strength, it lies in establishing the deen of Allah. It lies in establishing the deen of Allah. Al-quwa, haqq al-quwa fi al-deen, fi al-iman, fi al-islam. The strength, true strength. You want to be strong, you want to have honor, you want to have respect, it lies in establishing the obedience of Allah. And bowing down and surrendering to the command of Allah. And submitting yourself wholeheartedly to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And working in His obedience. And working in His obedience. The one who humbles himself before Allah, before the command of Allah. He believes and he loves the Tawheed of Allah. And he believes and he loves the Messenger of Allah. And he believes and he loves the Deen of Allah and the Sharia of Allah. And he has certainty that's the correct way. And he works in this manner and he lowers himself before the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and implements them in his life, then Allah will raise him. وَمِن تَوَضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. This is the means to have rank. This is the means to have status. This is the means to have honor. This is the means to have victory. This is the means to remove the humiliation that we're in. To establish the deen of Allah. To be sincere. To be truthful. To be sincere. To be truthful in the shahada. In the obedience of Allah. In the halal and the haram. Fulfilling the obligations. The male and the female. The Muslim and the Muslimah. Al-Muslimina wal-Muslimat. Each one of them, they have roles in life. And the Muslim, he's not like the Muslimah. And the Muslimah, she's not like the Muslim. Many of the trials that we find today is because of the ideologies of the Westerners. They have implanted, they have indoctrinated these ideologies that are corrupt and they're found. And people are scared of life. And they're scared what's going to happen in the future because this is the Western way. And if they actually apply the deen of Allah and they turn away from some things that are haram and they don't advance upon that which is impermissible, if they don't just do it anyways, then what's going to happen to me in the future? What if this happens to me, or what if that happens to me, or what if that happens to me? This is all goes back to hubb ad-dunya wa karahiyat al-maut, and this is the reason why we're in what we're in. While we're in what we are in, we have to put our faith in Allah and our trust in Allah and follow the deen of Allah. So this final statement that we have read from Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala in his tafsir of this noble verse, وَإِنَّمَا يُسَلِّطُ عَلَيْهِمْ الْكُفَارُ مُنَافِقِينَ وَيُدْلِيلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَحْيَانِ بِسَبَبِ إِخْلَالُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِالْإِمَانِ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. And Allah, He only sets the disbelievers and the hypocrites over the believers and grants them authority over them in certain times because of their weakness and deficiency in establishing the faith and the righteous deeds. In establishing the faith and the righteous deeds. All of this is in accordance with these verses that we have read, and likewise in accordance with those narrations that we have read. And the reason for our situation is our sins. And the means to rectify that is very easy. And that is return to Allah, to repent to Allah, to return to the deen of Allah, to be sincere. To be sincere, this requires learning. This requires learning. This is not the time to fight. A person who is not able to fight his own desires and to fight his own whims and to fight the devil within himself, the inner enemy. How could he ever be expected to be granted victory over the outer enemy? Over the outer enemy. And this is not the methodology of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor of the companions radiallahu anhum. Rather, they were ordered to learn the faith first. They were ordered to learn the faith first and to establish the deen first. Rather, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 10 years in Mecca, he did not order them with anything except for Tawheed and establishing the creed and the proper faith and the proper belief and uprooting shirk from every aspect from their hearts. Uprooting shirk and an attachment to the creation from every aspect from their hearts. Striving in this manner, facing great hardship. And sometimes many of the believers in those days, they were tortured to death from them Yasir. And likewise his wife Sumayyah, the first woman to be martyred in al-Islam. And yes, he died for the deen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would pass by them and he would say to them, Sabran ya ala yasir, mu'idukum al-jannah. Inna mu'idukum al-jannah. Sabran ya ali yasir, inna mu'idukum al-jannah. Be patient, O family of Yasir. Indeed, your promise is Jannah. Be patient. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this time, he's not fighting back. He's not able to defend them. The only thing he can do is give them advice. Be patient for the sake of Allah. Have certainty in the meeting of Allah. You're upon the truth. Your Lord is going to grant you Jannah. Be patient. Be patient. And he was tortured to death. Yasir was tortured to death until his wife, she defended him and said something in defense of her husband, and she was stabbed in her privates until she died likewise. And Yasir himself, their son, he was tortured. Bilal, he was tortured. Suhaib, they were tortured. They went through great hardship. And the believers at this time, they can't do anything because they do not have the authority in the land. And they were not allowed to fight back because the faith was not strong. After the teaching and learning and sitting in the classes with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gathering in the houses, gathering in private, teaching them the tawheed, teaching them the legislation, clarifying for them the revelation and the verses that are being revealed, and cultivating the faith in their heart, and then finally they're allowed to make hijrah, and then the legislation becomes established, and then the jihad becomes firm. At this time. So likewise now, in these days, these are days of weakness. These are not days of strength. We look around, we're in humiliation. We're in humiliation. Those people are trying to fight back. They're only bringing more humiliation and more harm and causing more degradation and bloodshed and upon innocent Muslims who have absolutely no share in that. Men, women, and children. Wa'iyadhu billah. And the cure for that is to follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to go back to learning the right deen. Learning the correct deen and applying it in one's life and believing in it and following it and leaving the sins. The sins, they have a great effect. The sins, they have a great effect on one's life, on one's family and household. They have a great effect on one's soul, and they have a great effect on the society. And eventually, until we see now, it has a great effect on the ummah. It has a great effect on the ummah. And this issue here, likewise, the issue of sins, it has a great effect on the heart. And it will bring this humiliation to a person. The sins, they bring humiliation to a person, and they weaken his soul, and they weaken his heart, and he's not able to even have any concern or care. And he will, at this time, not have any ghairah, not any self-respect, not any self-honor, not for himself, not for his family, and not for his religion, not for his deen. Not for his religion and not for his deen. You will find him, waliyadhu billah, having no honor, having no respect, having no sense of ghairah, no sense of self-honor, and he will fall into the most despicable and lowly statements and speech and actions and deeds, waliyadhu billah, because of sins. Because of sins. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book the disease and the cure, he mentioned the effects of sin. He mentioned the effects of sins, and from that he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala, أنها تطفئ نار الغيرة في القلب, that the sins, they put out the heat of the ghayra in the heart. The ghayra is the sense of honor and respect. Sense of honor and respect that one he must have for the deen of Allah and for the messenger of Allah, and likewise for his own soul and his family and those under his care. He must have a sense of honor and respect. He has limits. He does not go past them. He does not compromise in these affairs. The ghairah will protect him. The ghairah will protect him from acting indecent or from allowing anyone under his care to act indecent. But if that ghairah is not cultivated properly in the heart, then that will become weak. And then the heart will become affected, and then a person, he will start acting in the foul and lowly manner, and he will not have any shame. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, on Jumu'ah, we will read this chapter. In the class on Jumu'ah, after Maghrib, we will read this chapter about the effects of sins, especially the effect of sins on the heart with regards to the issue of al-ghayrah. And if there are any questions or comments or corrections, we can take them while we're waiting for the Iqama. His name is Yasir. Yes, Ammar ibn Yasir. Yasir, he was tortured to death, radiallahu anhu, and his wife Sumayya. Ammar ibn Yasir, he's the noble companion who was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he lived his lifetime and after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ammar is the son. Ammar ibn Yasir, radiallahu anhu. They're from the first to accept Islam. His father was tortured to death, and his mother was stabbed to death likewise in her privates, radiallahu anha. And he was also tortured, but Allah Azza wa Jalla saved him and raised him, and he is from the carriers of the Sunnah, radiallahu anhu. He lived later after and was alongside with Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhum in the fitan. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.